Okay. We'll now convene the Pacifica National Board meeting. My name is Tony Norman, Chair, this June 2nd. Madam Secretary, could you please call the roll?
Yes. Aaron, KPFK. Can't hear you. Alexander, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Bethune, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Brown, WPFW. Jim Brown.
Here.
Can't hear. Present. Casnade, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Edwards Tekert, KPFA. Edwards Tekert, can't hear you. Fuentes, KPFA. Jose Luis, can't hear you. Gammon, Uhura Radio affiliate.
They're not on yet.
Goodman, KPFK. Can't hear you.
Hello. Hello.
Who is that?
Grace Aaron.
Grace Aaron. This is Janet. I'm calling the roll, so I'll mark you as present. Goodman, KPFK. Can't hear you. Coburn. Coburn, KPFA, present. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Number, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Longaza, WMXP affiliate.
One more.
I couldn't reach her.
Sorry?
I couldn't reach her. We got voicemail. I'll try again.
Okay. Patel Adams, KPFT.
I am in attendance.
Present. Pinchback, WPFW.
Present.
Present.
Goodman here.
Goodman, present. We're doing the roll call. Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Sorden, WPFW.
Present.
Sorden.
Present.
Present. Edwards Tekert.
I'm here now. Thanks.
Present. Fuentes. Gammon.
Trying again.
Okay, so, Margie Wilkinson asked for an excused absence. Sorry?
Gammon is showing us connected for now.
Gammon, are you present?
Hello. I am here.
Present. Okay. Chair, we have quorum.
Okay. Can we get? Do we have some volunteers for our timekeepers, subject matter, and individual?
I can do individual, Adriana.
Okay. We have Adriana doing individuals. Who can teach subject matter?
I can time items. It's Brian.
Okay. We have Brian on the time on the items. Okay, are there any excused absences? I think we got one from Margie. Anyone else? Anyone else? Madam Secretary, did you get any other excused requests for excused absences?
Did not.
Okay. Is there any objection to excusing Margie's absence?
901-8627.
Okay. Put out if there's no objection. Okay, can we get a motion to adopt the draft agenda?
So moved.
Who is that?
Casnade.
And a second? Can we get a second to approve the agenda?
I second Roberts. Okay.
Okay. Do we have any discussion or amendments to the agenda?
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
I'm sorry, I haven't been online this afternoon, so can someone read the agenda? At least, you know, the first 10 items or whatever.
Okay.
Chair? Yeah.
Could you keep in mind we only have 30 minutes, and I assume our timekeeper has started the clock. Madam Secretary, could you briefly go over the agenda?
Yes. The first item is to vote on the proposed bylaws amendments, and there are four of them. The second item is PNB committees and task forces, and there's a personnel committee motion and a coordinating committee.
3-5-0-0-2.
And a coordinating committee motion carried over from the last meeting. Then there's the 2016 NES report, and that's time certain at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. IED report, and then CFO report, and then old business motion on healthcare expenses, motion regarding directors' inspections of personnel files, and reconsider bylaw amendment proposal. And that's it. And adjourn time was 10:30.
Thanks very much. I'd like this back, please.
Yes, Serene.
And Bill.
So at our last meeting, I thought that our agenda item with regard to the asking the PNB chair to respond to the WBI LSB's two letters about the absentee problem was after CFO reports. And I can't... Maybe someone can remind me. I believe that was approved. I don't know if Janet would be able to provide that information, but I'd like it to be.
Madam
Sorry?
Secretary, you have. I'm just. I was. I thought you had finished. I was.
No. I was just saying. Well, let's find out if it was approved. Thanks.
Janet, Secretary, it was that.
All right.
Secretary.
I do not recall, but whether there was a motion to approve it would not have been explaining where in the next agenda the item would, or that it, where in the next agenda it would go.
Then I have a point of information.
Yes, Serene, what's your question?
Okay. I'm trying to understand the order then in which the old business is on tonight's agenda. How was that order derived if it wasn't based on the order of those items in the previous meeting's agenda?
May I respond?
Yes, Janet.
Okay, actually there's a typo in that. But in the last meeting there were three old business items and one new business item. The three old business items were the motion on healthcare expenses, and then there was another motion to extend the CFO report for a particular meeting, so that is already gone. You know, that meeting has already happened. And then the motion regarding directors' inspections of personnel files. Those were three in the old business. And then there was a new business, a notice by you, Serene, reconsider bylaw amendment proposal. That was it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It could be easy if you want to add something to the agenda.
No, I'm saying I believe we approved this motion at the last meeting. So why wouldn't it carry over with all the other things that apparently carried over?
Point of information?
Yes, Janet.
I don't understand. If we approved a motion at the meeting, why would it be carried over?
We approved a motion to place an item on the agenda, and it does not seem to have made it to tonight's agenda.
All right. If you wait a moment, I can see if I can find what you're referring to. You don't have to wait for me, but...
Tony, I think, and I agree, Janet is suggesting that while she looks, we can go on to other people's
Okay, we'll come back to that, but okay. We'll go on to, I think, Jill was next on the stack.
Thank you. Yes, considering the file, the CFO report we got from Sam today and the attachments, it seems to be both very urgent and important, and so I move that we move the CFO report up to just after agenda approval and extend it to 30 minutes instead of 15 minutes.
Is there a second to that amendment?
I second that. Alexander, KPFK.
Okay, we're going to have discussion. Bill, you want to motivate that, and then we have two people for and two people against it.
Well, I can't think of anything more important right now than dealing with our finances and our cash flow situation. And those of you got a chance to read through the CFO report, I mean, things are really pretty critical, and this is the kind of thing we can't put off. And I'm afraid if we leave it on the agenda where it is, we may run out of time before we get to it, or have to have only a very short amount of time to deal with that. So I think we should deal with the most urgent and important things first, and this seems to be it.
Okay. Anyone? Can we take a stack?
Serene.
Serene, you're speaking in favor or against?
I'm speaking in favor of leaving the CFO presentation where it is. We have bylaws that have to be approved or have to be considered tonight, as LSVs will be voting for, I think, of them will be voting next week based on the results, and it's all in a rather inflexible timeline at this point. So we do need to take up those bylaws. So I support leaving the order of the CFO report as it is.
Okay, anyone else for the stack?
Alexander, I'll speak for.
Yes, Alexander.
Well, like Bill said, there's few things more important to the network right now than our financial situation. Our finances have probably situations have arisen that make our finances maybe seem a little worse from some people's point of view. In just the last 2 weeks, we've had problems. If you talk to somebody from the Pacifica Radio Archives, I'm sure that they would agree with that. And I think that we need to get to this financial information as fast as we can, deal with it, and move on. I agree that the other items on the agenda are pretty important, but stuff like bylaws and stuff like that, they aren't pertinent to our survival. That's all.
Anyone else with a stack?
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Yes. What I believe is that everybody is right about the importance of the CFO, but we have the time, all this time, the CFO is sending some reports that we can read before. And I agree that that we can't keep adding time, and we can be here to whoever we want, whatever time we want, but we need to pass the other things because it's exactly the time for doing it. And at the end, we will have the CFO, and we can give the CFO not even 30 minutes. We can give the time that's required. I don't understand why we need to eliminate all the risk and paralyze the foundation. I disagree. I agree with keeping the agenda the way that it is. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else for the stack? Well, one other person, we only got one other room for one other person who wants to speak in favor of it. If not, we can go. Yes. Anyone else for the stack? Someone mute their phones if you're not speaking.
Hello.
Who is that?
Hello?
Yes, Nancy.
Yeah, I heard somebody say these bylaws amendments is our last chance to get them done. if we just move through them very quickly, I think we can get them done, and then we won't have to wait. And we won't have to rush through the CFO report.
Okay.
Okay.
So now
Grace, I'd like to speak in favor of the motion.
Janet.
Okay.
You have point of order?
Yes.
Order.
Point of order? There, for the agenda approval, we have two for and two
against, and I think we have reached that.
I counted only one in favor. Bill just motivated. We don't usually count the motivation.
Okay, sorry.
One person to speak in favor of it. Who is that wanted to speak in favor of it?
This is Grace. I'd like to speak in favor of it.
Grace, yes.
I think the financial situation is really crucial. We need to really explore any kind of solutions we can think of to remedy the cash shortfall. And also, the CFO is saying that we don't have money for the election, which would really put us in legal jeopardy. So I think we should move up the CFO report on the agenda.
Okay. We'll now go to the, this is the amendment to amend the agenda from Mr. Crozier to move up the CFO report, and I think add 30 minutes. We'll now take a vote on this amendment. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron? Aaron, can't hear you?
Yeah.
Aaron, yes. Alexander?
Yes.
Yes, Bethune? Bethune? Can't hear you. Brown?
No.
No. Castanet.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Edward Steekert.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes. Gammon.
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. Novick?
No.
No. Nongaza, are you on the call yet? Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
No.
No. Sorden?
No.
No. Bethune, didn't hear you?
No.
No. Fuentes? Okay, let me count. I have 4 yes, 10 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
Okay, 4 no, 10 yes, 4 yes, 10 no, 1 abstention, 1 present not voting. This fails.
Okay. We're now...
Oh, going. And
yes.
I found what Serene was referring to. May I?
Yes.
Okay, yes. It was to... The motion that passed was to add a formal response to the WBAI-LSB after the management reports for 10 minutes. Serene, was that?
That is what I was referring to.
And that's what you would want to add. Is that
in
right?
In the same order it was on the original agenda.
At least right.
I'd like to know what that order is.
So it would be right after the CFO report. So it would be after item Roman numeral 6. It would be before the old business.
Thank you.
Okay, is that that's an amendment you're making, Serene?
Well, I think it's more of a correction. That's where it should have been. But if I need to make it in the form of an amendment for it to work for folks, that's fine.
If you're making a correction, you're just making a technical correction to the draft agenda, so that won't be necessary for an amendment.
Janet, Well, it's not listed on the draft agenda, so it really, I think it should be an amendment. But
But it should have been listed. So
okay.
It's a whatever.
Green has made an amendment. Is there a second to that amendment?
I'm sorry. Okay, so now I'm going to object to it being classified as an amendment because it should not require a second. It should have been there. Second.
If it requires a second, I'll second it.
Okay.
But I'm saying it shouldn't. It should, I'm sorry. Tony, question, please.
I'm sorry?
I have a question.
Yes, what's your question?
Okay, so I don't understand why it would need a second and need to be put for a vote and so on and so forth when it should have been there. It's not a criticism of Janet. There's a lot of stuff happening, but it should have been there. I don't understand why we have to go through this process.
Essentially what the secretary is saying, who drafted the agenda, that it's not there and that she's taking a position that... And since this is a new meeting, it's not a continuation meeting. I think we should just vote it up or down, and then we can move on. Why don't we do them and we vote it and add it on? You made a motion. It was seconded. Is there any objection to that amendment? Okay, no objection, so we'll amend it in that order. Okay, any other, we're back on the agenda. Anybody else
back
on the agenda? Yes, Bill.
Well, since the objections to my earlier motion were mostly about the voting on the bylaws, then I would ask that we move the CFO report up to right before the P&B committees and task forces. In other words, after the bylaws amendments.
Okay, is there a second?
And again, make it 30 minutes.
Is there a second to that amendment?
Jan Goodman, second.
Okay. Is there any discussion or any objections?
This is Serene.
I object.
Okay, Serene.
Okay, I also object. May I speak to it?
Yes, you're speaking to it. You're speaking against it.
Remember, point of order, something, we have a time certain for the NES report.
Yes, we have a 10 o'clock, was it?
In an hour. 7 Eastern, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Okay. Yes, yeah, Serene, you were speaking.
Okay, so, yeah, I find it very, that it serves as a good motivation for people to not waste time when there's something they really want to get to. And we really want to get to the CFO, so I think we should leave it where it is. It'll help us be more disciplined as we deal with the other items. I oppose any movement on the agenda.
Anyone else with the stack? Anyone else? Okay. If there's no further discussion on the amendment, we'll go to the vote. Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron?
Yes.
Can't hear you. Yes.
Yes.
Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
No.
No. Brown.
No.
No. Castave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Edwards Tiekert.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes. Can't hear you. Gammon.
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. Novick.
No.
No. Nwangaza, yep. Patel Adams. Can't hear you. Pinchback.
No.
No. Roberts.
No.
No. Sorden.
No.
No. Patel Adams, didn't hear you. Okay, let me count. I have 4 yes, 9 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair's not voting.
4 yes, 9 no, 1 abstention, 1 present not voting. This fails.
Okay, amendment fails. Mr. Timekeeper, how much time we have on the agenda?
On the agenda, we have 10 minutes remaining.
Okay. We're back on the agenda.
All the questions on the agenda?
Hello?
Who is that? I thought I heard Michael and then...
Hello?
I was asking if it's possible to call the question on the agenda.
If there's no objection, is there any...
Can y'all hear me?
Who is that?
This is Patel Adams. Okay. For some reason, you couldn't hear me for a bit. Okay, that's fine.
Okay, yes. Did you have something to say, Ms. Adams?
No, I was trying to vote earlier, but that's okay.
Okay, we're now back on the, is there any objection? We're back on discussion. If there's no further objection to the discussion, we can move to vote on the agenda.
As amended.
As amended. Is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Okay, no objection to the agenda as amendment. Agenda is presently adopted. Okay, the next item we have on the agenda is the vote on the proposed amendment. Now, I would say in advance that I think these amendments would require under the bylaws a majority vote. And the majority vote, as I interpreted the amendment in Robert Rules of Order, would be 10, based on 19 members of the board. Okay, so we'll now proceed to go through the amendments. The first amendment, who's going to present that? Anyone going to, or could the secretary read the first amendment?
Well, it's the amendment defining director's inspection designated agent.
Okay, is there anyone who wants to motivate or speak to the
point of order?
Who is that?
Brian?
Yes, Brian.
The first amendment is regarding voting.
Oh, let me see what we have on the agenda.
Appendix A. Oh, I'm sorry. The appendixes are not in the same order as the agenda items. That's what got me confused. So agenda item A is appendix B.
Yeah.
Okay.
My apologies.
Okay. Anyone want to motivate this amendment?
I can do that. Michael Novick.
Michael.
I think the motivation is that currently the director can designate anyone who's not even a member of Pacifica to go through any documents, some of which might be confidential. And really there's no recourse that the foundation would have if they violate a confidentiality. So this amendment would basically be a little more restrictive in who the agent of a director could be, so that it's either directors or LSB members, in the case of which, we have a recourse of somebody who to violate confidentiality of information that they unearth. So it specifies other current directors or current LSB members as the designated agent for director.
Yes. On each item, we'll take back on this first amendment. Anyone want to speak to it? Anyone else want to speak on this first proposed amendment?
This is Kinsback. I'll speak.
Yep.
I noticed that Sergeant sent us an email out earlier this week regarding a director's request or intention to, inspect books and so on at all the various stations. And it was stated in that request that they would be assisted by agents, by designated agents selected by that particular director. And I did have concerns about who those designated agents are, who they would be, because of the serious nature of such a request. So I think that adoption of the new language, I support that. I think it's irresponsible to leave that open, because we could have all manner of people inspecting books with or without agendas.
Janet?
Okay. Yes, Janet.
Well, I just would like to point out that I agree, I support this, but even if this body approves this bylaw amendment tonight, that doesn't mean that the amendment has gone through. There's a process, and the delegates, the deadline for delegates to vote on it is July 31st. So between now and whenever, for any of these bylaws amendments, they would not be in effect until after that. I'm done.
Anyone else wish to speak to this amendment?
Can I have another question on that? Another observation?
Bench back, yes.
Well, my observation is this. If these bylaws will not take effect, if those approved or whatever, then if they won't take effect to July 31st, I think that any delegate's request to inspect books with, you know, designated agents should respect the wishes of this board if it chooses to support this and delay that effort until these bylaws are in effect.
Adriana?
Bill.
This is Grace Aaron. I'd like to be added to the staff.
We have Adriana, then Bill, then Grace. Adriana.
Yes, I want to remind the directors that we have our bylaws, and the only way that we change the bylaws, that we amend the bylaws, is we need first the board to approve it, and then we need three of the five states to approve it. Till then, it's not by the amendment, okay? And we cannot freeze the foundation for whatever that is. Thank you.
Bill.
Thank you. Well, it's my understanding that this amendment would violate California Corporation Code, and so I'm going to have to vote against it for that reason, if no other. And also, the inspection that Adriana is doing now, I don't see anything in there that's confidential anyway, so it wouldn't even matter if you had somebody else doing it. I don't know who she's going to have as the agent, but I think she should be able to pick anybody she wants to serve as an agent. And I certainly don't want to violate the California law any more than we already are.
Point of information, Brian?
Yes, Brian, what's your question?
Does Bill have a citation to back up his allegation that this would be a violation of state law?
This is Grace. I have a citation, and I'm next on the staff.
Yeah, let Gary Grace go ahead.
Okay, Grace, you want to quickly respond to that, and then when Bill is finished, we'll go to the staff.
Okay.
Yes, Grace.
It's California Corporation Code Section 1600-1605. It talks about director's inspection. Point D says, and I quote, any inspection and copying under this section may be made in person or by agent or attorney. The rights provided in this section may not be limited by the articles or bylaws. This section applies to any domestic corporation and to any foreign corporation having a principal executive office in this state or customarily holding meetings of its board in this state.
Okay. Bill, did you finish?
No, that's fine. Yeah, I finished. I just think we need to move on to vote.
Okay, Grace, you were next on the stack.
Brian, the stack.
Yes, well, I just read to you that we cannot amend our bylaws in a way that makes any action that we take in restricting director inspections that clearly violate this California Corporation Code. Also, there are continuing breaches of the bylaws perpetrated by this board and the board before it.
And this just adds ammunition to any legal suits against Pacifica because it's an attempt by this board to further go against California Corporation Code.
Okay. I think, Brian, you were next.
Yeah, I think Grace may be mistaken. 1600, Section 1600 of the California Corporations Code refers to shareholder-owned corporations. The applicable section for nonprofits is Section 6334. And I'm looking to see if it makes reference to agents in it. Last time I looked at it, I wasn't under that impression. Yeah, it doesn't. It just refers to the right of directors, not directors' agents.
Dan Goodman on the stack.
Okay, Brian, will you finish?
Yeah.
Okay, Dan Goodman.
I haven't looked at this, but I do know that the area of 6334 is probably not... it's probably a mutual benefit corporation and not a public benefit corporation. So we need to look for public benefit corporation, which I will do now. But just to, I think maybe we could table this 2 minutes so that we can find the right section of the nonprofit corporation. I think that 6334 in general, that area is for mutual benefit corporations, which is not us.
I'll move to table, Mr. Chair.
You're moving to table this amendment?
Yeah, if there's a citation that can settle the legal issue.
Is there a second to that amendment to table?
Second.
Who is that?
T.
I can't hear. Who is that?
KQFT.
Can everybody mute their phones? Okay, is there a second to the motion to table?
Dan Goodman, second.
Okay. Motion to table is not a debatable motion. We'll have to go to the vote. Madam Secretary.
Just ask if there's objections.
Is there any objections to tabling this amendment? Okay, no objection.
Janet, point of information?
Yes, what's your question?
Well, I was just tabling it, to be untabled at some point tonight, or I don't know whether... I would prefer it would be postponed, so I have...
Well, Brian, we'll ask Brian to make a motion. What was his intent in terms of tabling?
Well, a motion to table means you can take it off the table at any time. My intention was that as soon as Jan or I find the what appears to be the correct citation, one of us pops up and says we'd like to take it off the table so we can resolve it at this meeting.
Okay, we're going to go to the vote on tabling this amendment.
Is there any objection?
Is there any objection to tabling this amendment? Okay. Without objection, this amendment is tabled. We'll now go on to the second amendment. Is there anyone who wishes to... Oh, so Secretary, can you read the second amendment?
It's the amendment regarding delegates' elections record date.
Okay. Is there anyone who wishes to motivate this amendment? Could someone just describe what it is just for the listening audience?
Hang on. Yeah.
Michael?
I'm sorry. Which appendix are we looking at?
On the agenda, we have it as number the second amendment. I don't know what one it is. And the Secretary may want to point you to which appendix. I think she has it listed as Appendix C. Is there anyone who wishes to motivate this amendment?
Yeah.
Who is it? I heard Adriana and then Michael. Which one?
Go ahead.
Adriana.
Okay. The only thing that is taken is only taking the part that said based on the reasonable discretion of the National Elections Supervisor. It's the only thing that is taken from the previous one. That's the only reason.
Okay. Do we have any discussion? Do we ever go for the stack with discussion on this amendment?
Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Well, this one has two problems at least. The elections, the NES has to be able to change the record date to comply with the California law. If the record date is not between 45 and 60 days before the ballots are mailed. So the NES has to have some discretion on changing that if the ballot mailing is delayed as it was last year. Also, there's it's clear this is an error in the posting, but there's a part of another amendment that's inserted in the middle of this one on the official posting on Pacifica.org. So even if you like this one, it should be cleaned up and reposted and done a second time because we could try it again in the next amendment cycle if you really think you have to have it, because it's clearly not posted properly, and we're not allowed to amend what's been posted on the official website.
Okay, anyone else for the stack?
Michael to the stack.
Yes, Michael.
Yeah, I think we can treat the floating phrase that it got repeated as a Scrivener's error. I don't think it's critical. I think the issue is really because last year the change in the date here at KPFK and I think in some of the other stations created a lot of confusion and chaos. It required duplication of effort in terms of vetting the entire voter list again. People who had been qualified became disqualified. People who hadn't been qualified were qualified. It increases the expense of how much work is involved for the NES and the LES. And I think we're much better off with the original. This returns the text, the original date. That was originally in the bylaws. It was a previous amendment that added the NES option, and I think it caused a lot of problems.
Okay. Anyone else for the stack? No one else for the stack? Okay. Everyone understands the amendment, I take it, and we'll... is there any objections? Well, I guess there is an objection to the amendment. One is... So we'll go to the vote on this amendment. Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron? Pass. Pass. Alexander?
I'm sorry. I couldn't tell how many days Michael was talking about, the difference between his suggestion and the 45 days. I was having problems with my phone.
Michael? Yeah, the number of days would still remain the same. It's just that it would require that to be the mailing to go out within the same time period from June 30th. It just has a fixed date of record as opposed to a floating date of record, because shifting the date of record is what caused a lot of problems and confusion this last election.
Okay. Thank you. I'll vote yes.
Yes. That's Alexander votes yes. That's you. Can't hear you. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Edwards Tiekert.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman. Goodman can barely hear you.
Pass. Pass.
Pass. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Longaza.
Yes.
Patel Adams. Patel Adams.
No.
No. Pinchback.
No.
Yes.
No. Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes.
Pass.
I'm sorry, I'm getting an echo. So
I'm sorry.
I heard that. I'm sorry. I heard Pinchback vote yes. I heard Roberts pass. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Aaron, you passed?
No.
No. Bethune, didn't hear you?
Yes.
Sorry?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman, you passed?
Yes. Well, I'm so sorry. I just... Are we now... It's 90 days?
Chair, may I just clarify? The only thing that's changed is the deletion of a phrase, which is based on the reasonable discretion of the National Election Supervisor. Everything else in that that bylaws remains the same. So, Goodman?
Oh. Yeah, the time.
I'm gonna abstain.
Abstain. Roberts, you passed.
I did. I vote. Okay.
I'm sorry. You vote.
I vote. Okay.
Meaning yes. I'm assuming. Okay. Let me count.
May I ask a question?
What's that?
I realize it's really
chair.
Never mind.
Who's
this? Seems too vague, but okay.
Okay.
Who's that?
The vote.
We have to vote.
Okay, I have 11 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 12 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention. This passes.
Okay, we're now going to
This is Lydia, just to let you know I'm on the call.
Okay. We'll now go to amendment listed as numbers as C. Regarding delegates election with record of 15 nomination signatures. Is there anyone who wished, I guess,
Adriana?
You want to motivate this?
Yes.
Okay, Adriana?
Well, I think that one of the problems with the 15 signature is that it's so uneven, if you want, or so unfair. Because some people, we need new people. We need people that come to the stations and try to be part of the governance body. And sometimes people don't know anybody. And this is so ridiculous that people think that they, you know, when you talk to the local election supervisors, you fill up no 15. Sometimes you fill up 20 or 30. And maybe somebody signed there and you are not a candidate because without you knowingly, you didn't have the 15 required. And more than that, it's so unfair.
Hello, this is Bill. Am I still connected? I can't hear anything. Hear anything. If you can hear me, call me back, please, Michael.
Michael, could you call Bill? Yes. Adriana?
Okay. And the main thing, too, is that everybody can either write in candidate. That writing candidate doesn't, it's not any requirement for any signature. Then we need to be consistent. Or everybody has it, or nobody has it.
Anyone wish to speak to this amendment?
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
Well, I'd also like to add that to get signatures, if somebody who's a member of a station doesn't live near the station, there's no geographical requirement, they also could have difficulty getting signatures.
This Brian, is Lydia.
Okay, yes, Lydia. And then who was the person after? Was that Brian?
Brian, against.
Okay. And I just wanted to mention, by way of information, there were at least at two stations there were otherwise eligible candidates who were eliminated due to the fact that even though they had more than the 15 signatures, not all of them were members, and many people think they are members. Time does fly, and so that creates a situation and added time for the LES, which we have to pay for when they have to have so many additional gatherings that are not informational, are simply a signature gathering, and even the LESs don't know if the people volunteering their signatures are members. So, anyway, there you go.
Brian.
I'm strongly opposed to reducing the threshold for becoming a candidate to just self-nomination, which is what this does. As soon as someone becomes a candidate, we are obliged by our bylaws to, at our own expense, copy their candidate statement and send it out to thousands of members through the mail. We are also obliged to, by our bylaws, record an announcement by that person and put it into rotation on our airwaves for an amount of plays that would be worth tens of thousands of dollars if that was an underwriting credit. I think 15 signatures is an incredibly minimal threshold to make sure that someone who's going to be expected to do work as a board member does a minimal amount of work to actually get onto the ballot in the first place before they get onto our airwaves and onto the packet that we're printing and mailing out at our expense. We already had huge logistical problems at one of our stations in the last election when they had more candidates than they could fit in the ballot. I think it would be bad to just blow it wide open. If they're concerned that signature gathering is the wrong way to nominate people or excludes people, a better alternative would be to create a channel through a nominating committee so that boards could go out and recruit people, but not self-nomination. I can't support this bylaw.
Michael, do this next. Bill.
We got Michael, then Bill. Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, I think, as someone who's run for the board as a listener, my experience is that this requirement of the 15 stations is kind of artificial. They have signature signing parties at the station and at other locations, and generally speaking, people come into the station and volunteer to sign nominating petitions without much regard or campaigning. People sign each other's petitions and they pass them around. I don't think it's a serious hurdle, except insofar as it requires us to spend time and money with the LESs and the people to get themselves down to the station to go through that process. So I don't think that the sort of doomsday scenario that Brian is talking about of like dozens of people suddenly self-nominating would materialize. I think that the more common situation that we've had is difficulty in getting people to run. WPFW didn't have an election because there were not enough people put forward as candidates. So I think that making it easier for people to run is more conducive to what we're trying to do than making it harder.
Okay, Bill.
Ben's back.
Was that?
Ben's back.
My turn?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with Michael and Janet, and I think quite agree with Adriano that I didn't get to hear everything she said. On paper, it looks nice, to somehow screen out people that nobody wants, but it's so easy for people that know to go to the signature parties and get the signatures from their fellow candidates. and it only discriminates against people who don't know that you can go there and anybody can get 15 signatures really easily. So it accomplishes nothing, and it does discourage maybe some people, as Janet was saying, who don't live nearby or for some reason can't get to the signature parties at the times they're at the stations.
Can I get on stack, please?
Okay, we got Pinchback Grace, and who is that?
Patel Adams.
Patel, okay. Pinchback.
Let me understand this correctly. This amendment would permit potential candidates to nominate themselves and count themselves as a vote for their candidacy. Is that correct?
Correct. No other signatures required.
No other signatures are required. All right. So let me be clear. So that would eliminate this amendment would eliminate the 15 requirement, the 15 number requirement, and replace it with simply a self nomination process. Is that correct?
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay, I do have a problem with that. I think that would create, you know, a host of issues. I do, however, believe that is it my understanding that in the current situation, in the current process, a candidate can nominate themselves and be included on the as a signatory on their petition. Is that correct?
Yes, you need 14 more.
Yes, as I understand it, that's correct, and the election supervisors have concluded that, but you still would need 14 more signatures to become a candidate in addition to...
Right. Okay. And I just wanted to be clear about that because, you know, I fell victim of that in an earlier election. And that was because of the election supervisor. And that's what concerns me. If the election supervisor is not doing an adequate job of coordinating the signature parties, it does create a burden for those candidates. But I don't think this is the remedy, so I would not support this bill.
Yes, I have Grace, then Ms. Adams. Grace.
Yes, I'm in favor of this bylaws amendment because the status quo favors continued factionalization of Pacifica. It creates a hurdle for listener members who are not in the inner circle. The signature parties are not necessarily well promoted. Anyway, people who want to nominate themselves who know nothing about the elections except what they hear on the air can be discouraged before hearing about signature parties. Also, they can be discouraged geographically if they're in a suburb around the station or some more remote location. It may be virtually impossible for them to identify fellow members to get signatures on their own. So I think that this is, because it supports the continued factionalization of the foundation, where factions simply help the candidates that they want to be elected get their signatures, and that leaves the people who are not part of a faction, they have an unfair disadvantage when it comes to becoming a candidate. So I think I support this bylaws amendment.
Okay, Ms.
Janet, point of information.
Yes, what's your question, Janet?
How much time is left for this? There should be 10 minutes for each.
Time elapsed about 20 seconds ago.
Okay, we're out of time, and we have one other person on the stack. If someone want to extend the time, or otherwise, time keeps saying we're out of time, so we'll go to the vote. Unless someone wants to extend the time for that,
we can let that person speak.
If there's no objection, we'll Ms. Adams.
I'd like to extend the time.
How long?
3 minutes. I have a question for Brian.
Is there any objection to extending this particular amendment for 3 minutes? Okay, we're extended for 3 minutes, Ms. Adams.
My concern was really just with the staff candidate part. I do agree that the listener candidate, you know, she doesn't have to get 15 signatures, but I'm just concerned because I wish we could just change the listener part and keep the staff part, because I think that someone who's representing programmers should be at least able to get 5 signatures, and that's it.
Adriana? I think we'll go to Adriana. I think Alexander, you said you had a question.
Yes. Point of order?
What's that?
Point of order question.
Nancy, you had a point
Somebody
of order.
Somebody else have a question first?
I did, just briefly, because I agree with Brian about the possible logistical expenses. If there was something that could be put into the motion, to help that. Also, I agree with what the last speaker said about the staff portion of that. I mean, if a staff candidate, you should get 5 or 10 signatures if you have the support of any amount of your coworkers. Thank you.
Okay. I think Adriana?
Nancy, a point of information,
yes.
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
How long do people get to speak, each person? What's the time on that?
I think it's supposed to be 90 seconds, is it?
Okay.
Adriana is keeping the time.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, we're now at time on our extension.
Okay. I'm afraid we're out of time. We're going to have to move on to the next.
Point of information?
Yes. Adriana, what's your question?
Mr. Chair, it's clear that, I see that this bylaw amendment doesn't change at all the staff situation. It's talking about only listeners, right?
I'm not sure. I don't have to return to those.
This is what I have in front of me.
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene?
Yes, the amendment would only apply to the listener petition, since that is the only petition that currently requires 15 members and 15 signatures, member signatures. And may I also respond to, I'm sorry, Adriana, finish, please. And then I wanted to respond to Jonathan.
Adriana, that was your question. So I'm afraid Serene, you want to quickly respond to Jonathan because we're out of time.
Right. He talked about amending the language. We can't amend something we've noticed. We have to vote on it exactly as presented.
Okay.
Information? It changes the nominating procedures for staff as well.
Then it's misnamed.
Janet?
But it does not change the number of signatures for staff. That remains the same. 5.
Then it's misleading if it doesn't tell you that, you know what I mean?
No, it
says
one or more.